May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
It's that time again, today's Health Update, and I am Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. Today's Health Update on this radio show, it's all about you. I know I'm the one doing the talking most of the time, that and a few guests I have on, but the fact is, the only reason I do this radio show is to inform the public of the truth. We don't get much truth anymore. I think you're beginning to realize that. I think it is becoming crystal clear, and it should become becoming just as clear to the powers that be, that America is no longer buying the misinformation you're putting out there. Boy, it is abundant. Misinformation is overwhelming today. I just had a friend of mine send me a sign to remind me how misinformed we are. And he sent me a sign, and I mean, it was just a basic sign you see along on a lot of state property. It says, no trespassing, state property. Now that's right here in Alabama. Listen to me very carefully. State property is public property, but we ain't allowed on it. Now, what is that about? I mean, you can give me all the arguments you want that, well, you can't just have people wandering around on all the property. Well, why not? Why not? Why can't we have access to the property in the United States of America? I'm going to tell you my belief on that. I think the only way they should be able to keep us off of property is if it's private property. You know, I respect a sign where somebody bought and worked hard and bought and paid for their own land, and, you know, they put a sign up that says private property, do not enter. I'll respect that. But for our government to just confiscate millions and millions and millions of acres and put signs up like that and then fine us or imprison us for going on that land is asinine. Take that however you want. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's an imposement on our freedoms and our rights. But we're getting hit with misinformation every time we turn around. Let's look at what happened to us just not that long ago now, 2021, on the COVID lies. And yes, they're lies. It's being proven more and more every day that every bit of it was lies. You do understand that none of the COVID vaccines had double-blind controlled placebo trials done on them before they released them for the public. they knew what a lot of the garbage was that was in them and how dangerous it would be and how many lives it would interrupt, how many people's health would be destroyed, and how many people would die as a result of the vaccines. But they put them on the market anyway. And I've told you before, and I believe this with all my heart, it was to decrease the population of the world. You got to remember, part of the misinformation out there are things like we're overpopulated. The earth is becoming overpopulated. What a bald-faced lie. It is absolutely incredible that they can pass that on as accurate information. But what's even more incredible to me is how many of us actually believe that garbage. You drive through a major city like New York and there's traffic everywhere and people everywhere and good grief, it's just crazy how much population's there. And you get to thinking, boy, maybe we are becoming overpopulated. But in reality, you zoom backwards. You take an airplane and fly over New York, you'll see how small of an area that is. It just happens to be an area where they've made it attractive for large quantities of people to congregate in a small spot. That's all it is. I mean, if you were to, you ever run into a fire ant hill? You ever step in that thing and fire ants cover you real quick? You'd think, boy, them things are taking over the world. Zoom backwards and you realize, no, they really aren't. It's just one place where a bunch of ants accumulated. So understand, we're not overpopulated. I'm going to give you the best example of that I can. You do realize that you can take every human on earth, and give them a quarter of an acre of land each and put every human on earth in the state of Texas. Think that through. Now, if that's true, is it possible that the whole earth is now overpopulated? Absolutely not possible at all. Is it possible that in any time in the next 500 to 1,000 years, the earth will become overpopulated? Absolutely impossible. Is it possible that we're going to run out of food because there's so many people? Absolutely impossible if they'll set us free and let everybody raise their own gardens again and let everybody produce their own food if they want to. And I personally could produce enough food on 10 acres to supply 60 to 100 families with enough food to get them through every year. Think that through. They don't want you to know the truth. Why? Because the truth gives you control and causes them to lose control. They're teaching you to believe what they want you to believe so they can control you. And they use fear tactics like COVID to scare you into believing that you're probably going to die of a flu, that there was a 99.9% survival rate of those that got it that didn't do anything. You heard me. Didn't get a vaccine, didn't take any medications, maybe took some vitamins to keep their immune system packed. But guess what? 99.9% of the people who got the COVID virus, if there is such a thing, I don't believe there is, I believe it's just flu, survived it, that didn't get the vaccines. Now, they're beginning to release information, and it is coming out, and this is one of the reasons we don't believe you anymore, government. We don't believe you anymore, CDC, Centers for Disease Control. We don't believe you anymore, FDA, False Data Administration. We don't believe you, WHO. We don't believe you anymore because we're now seeing the truth about the viruses and the vaccines and how ineffective they are, and yet you want all of us to keep using them, even though they've been proven ineffective. As a matter of fact, information is going to be released soon that shows how many people have actually been harmed or died from the vaccine compared to those that were harmed or died from the flu. And it's going to embarrass the medical profession, the pharmaceutical industry, the WHO, and all those people. It's going to embarrass them to the point that I don't believe they'll be able to walk down the streets anymore without the public coming down on them and coming unglued on them. Especially think about this. Let's say you're one of those tens of thousands of people now whose perfectly healthy children under 15 years of age, you told your children they've got to get the vaccine because you were told by your doctor and by the nurses and by everybody involved that it was perfectly safe, and yet your child died. And they know that's what killed them. Why? Because they had blood clots that only occur in the people that take the vaccine, or they had issues of other kinds that is now proving to almost always occur only in people who took the vaccine. You know, there's evidence coming out right now that no vaccine has ever really worked. Did you know that of the last 72 vaccines that's been released to the public for children to go to school, the last 72 of them have had absolutely no double-blind controlled placebo studies showing that they are safe or effective, yet they keep releasing them on the public, knowing that there are possible horrible side effects as a result of it. It is now a fact that the vaccines, they're proving this, are linked directly to autism, a disease that practically didn't exist before vaccines. The vaccines, the way they proved that was they looked at two groups of people. They looked at the military. See, the military, them and their entire family have to get every vaccine that's required for them to be in the military, so they get them. So the children of military parents have the highest rate of autism of any other group of people in America and around the world, to be honest with you. But there's a group of people in America that gets no vaccines. It's called the Amish, Mennonite, whatever you want to call them. But guess what? They have done many, many months of research now. They can't find any of them that have autism. Maybe one, and that's questionable. Did you know that they are now proving that the only people who get shingles, for the most part, they think it's going to be almost 100%. What is shingles? Shingles is a highly painful disease that is caused, they said, by the chicken pox virus. That's what they blamed it on. Well, they're finding out that almost 100% of the people that have shingles had the chicken pox vaccine, and they haven't found anybody yet that did not take the chicken pox vaccine that has shingles. Wouldn't that be something? Let's see, if we create this vaccine to protect people from chicken pox, we're going to make billions of dollars in a few years off all these people with shingles that's going to need treatment. Now, shingles don't generally kill you. It can, but it generally don't. But boy, it creates a huge revenue source for the very people that's encouraging you, and in some cases, trying to force you and mandate you and obligate you to take their drugs. So let's be safe. What is the most important thing that you can do to protect your health? What is the most important thing you can do to maintain your health if you've already got it? And what is the most important thing you can do to overcome a disorder if you've developed one? Well, let's talk about that. Some people say, well, it's get more exercise. Well, you should. Listen, the human body was made to be busy. It was made to be active. We feel better. We have more energy. We think clear. We stay in better shape. We have more energy. Who am I talking about? People who exercise on a regular basis. And I'm not talking about running a marathon. I'm talking about just do some basic exercise like walking or jogging or lifting weights if that's what you enjoy doing, or yoga, or, you know, stretching exercises, or play a little tennis or play a little pickleball, whatever it is you want to do. But get some regular exercise and you watch, your world will improve. But is that the most important thing? No. We got couch potatoes that never get any exercise living 75, 76, 77, 78 years of age. Now, the quality of their life may not be very good. They may be obese. They may be tired all the time. They may ache and hurt all over. They may have diabetes, but they're alive. So is exercise the most important? No. It is a very important part of the block, but it's not the most important. Well, what about water? Is water the most important thing to maintaining health and to improving health and improving the quality of life? No, it's not the most important. It's important, but, you know, believe it or not, you don't hear of very many Americans dying of dehydration. That means extreme lack of water. But a lot of us are dehydrated because we drink substitutes for water. Some of you out there listening to me have actually said before, I don't like water. That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life. Water has no taste. What you're telling me is you're not going to be satisfied unless what you put in your mouth tastes good or tastes sweet. Raise your children on that and watch what happens to them. I've seen what happens to children who only ate what the child wanted to eat. They ask a bunch of children, I mean a bunch of them, between the ages of 3 and 7 years of age, to set up their own food pyramid. You know, the food pyramid? They ask them to set up their own. In other words, what's the most important things we eat, and what's the top of the pyramid, and what's at the bottom? And, you know, of course, in the regular food pyramid, you got your fats, your dairy products, you've got your proteins, you've got your carbohydrates, you know, I mean, that general thing. But you know what the children put down there? Make your own food pyramid. And what that means, we want you to tell us what you would eat 3 meals a day. 94% of them put ice cream, ice cream, ice cream, and ice cream. Now, do you let your child make those decisions? Of course not. That's why you're parents. It's your obligation to teach your children what to do, and to tell them what they can and can't eat. Stop letting the child tell you what they will and won't eat. That's insane. Just get it right. You got to cover the bases. It's your responsibility for their health. And let me tell you something. Most children can live and be fairly healthy till they're in their 30s, even if they don't eat good. But guess what? They're not very healthy after that. It starts going downhill very quickly. But you look at children who are raised and taught what to eat and told what they're going to eat and what they cannot eat, you watch, they'll be healthy way past their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s because they've set a pattern, and that's our responsibility. So is it how much water you drink? That's not the most important. Is it important? Absolutely, it's important. We're always talking to you about drinking at least 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day, preferably with some pH drops in it, to keep your pH balanced and to keep you hydrated and to keep the electrolytes where they're supposed to be. Yes, that's important. It's not the most important. Is the most important spiritual? Well, I think that's pretty high on the pack, but we're talking about physical health here. But spirituality can affect physical health. They're proving it over and over again that the people who have strong faith in God and a good, firm faith belief, whether it's in Jesus Christ or whatever, seem to be happier, have a higher quality of life, seem to make better decisions throughout their lives. But is it the most important? Not for your physical health? No. So, Roy, what are you getting at? What is the most important step to not only creating good health, but maintaining good health throughout your entire life and guaranteeing a higher quality of life throughout your entire life? It boils down to just pure food nutrition. It's nutrition. It's the vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids, the essential fatty acids, the glyconutrients, the proteins. Folks, if you're deficient in any of those 16 vitamins, 74 minerals and trace elements, 12 amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids, 8 glyconutrients, and a bunch of protein, if you aren't getting that, you are developing deficiency disorders, which, by the way, is 98% of all the diseases that Americans develop. Listen to how I say that. Diction is important. You don't catch deficiency disorders. You don't inherit them. They are developed due to lack of proper nutrition. Now, with that understanding, knowing that nutrition, getting enough nutrients in your body to keep the cells healthy, to keep the cells productive, to keep the cells able to replicate themselves over and over and over again, which you were taught in school, that's what it has to do. You lose a billion skin cells every hour, for crying out loud. You better be making new ones. You lose a million stomach cells every, it's a billion skin cells every day. You lose a million stomach cells every hour. You better be getting the nutrients that's required to rebuild those cells you're losing. You replace every soft cell tissue in your body every 11 to 12 months. You better be supplying your body with the raw material it takes to make new cells. Because without that, you're going deficient. What does that lead to? Disease. Are you getting a clearer picture? So the most important thing that you can do is eat a healthy diet, but understanding that it's almost impossible to eat healthy in America today unless you're growing your own food, living on the garden, drinking your spring water, getting a lot of exercise. If you're getting all that stuff on your farm, praise God. How great is he that you can do that from a little piece of ground? But if you're like most people and you're eating out of the grocery store, you are terribly deficient. You are terribly deficient. Why do you think disease is so prevalent in America? We are one of the most diseased nations on earth. Why are we so diseased? Why do our doctors in America write more prescriptions for 350 million people than all the rest of the 7 billion people in the world combined? Think that through. There's 7 billion people in the world, yet America takes more drugs per capita than all other nations on earth combined. Why is that? Because we're the most deficient. We've shifted our food from natural to synthetic. We've shifted our food from natural to preservatives. We've switched it to poisons that kill insects and stop fungus and stuff. It's pesticides. It is crazy what we eat in America today. But I know you could argue with me and say, but it's been approved by the FDA. That's exactly why you should not do it. If it's been approved by the FDA, the CDC, the WHO, the medical profession, the pharmaceutical industry, I wouldn't do it. We don't trust y'all anymore. We just don't. We can't. You've given us no reason to trust you. I don't care how educated you claim to be. If what they educated you with, what they put in your mind, what they taught you, if it was a lie, it is not beneficial. And they lied to you. That garbage you learn in medical school today, unless you're going to practice in the field of what I call, not disorders, not diseases, nothing like that. But what I'm talking about is if you get hurt, if you get beat up, banged up, broke up, cut up, or burned up, for crying out loud, you need to go to a medical doctor. We have the best trauma doctors on earth. So if you get traumatized, go to the doctor. They can set your bones. They can graft skin. They can do blood transfusions. They can restart your heart to beating. Listen, they got it down. We learned it from the military. But if you have developed a disease, they'll do nothing but treat the symptoms. Why? Because the only way to solve the problem is proper nutrition, period. Without proper nutrition, it don't matter how many drugs you take. Without proper nutrition, it don't matter how much exercise you get. Without proper nutrition, if you don't stay hydrated, it don't matter. You've got to have the raw building materials. That's why God designed humans to eat 2 to 3 times every day of their lives to keep it going. So how do you get proper nutrition? You are going to have to rely on some really good companies out there that have dedicated themselves to supplying the highest quality nutritional supplements on earth. And I'm going to tell you something, there's none I have found that stacks up as high as nutritional health care. Yes, that's my company. Yes, I developed this company, started it 30 years ago, and it's growing like crazy. But our goal was to make the highest quality, easy to take supplements to supplement the nutritional deficiencies in America, so that we could help make America healthy one person at a time, instead of doing what the pharmaceutical companies do, and that's make the pharmaceutical company wealthier one patient at a time. How do they do that? By making sure they never cure anything but only treat the symptoms, so you got to stay on the drugs they recommend for the rest of your life. So you got a choice to make. Are you going to put the nutrients back in your body that's necessary for you to live to your genetic potential without disease? Or are you going to just be satisfied when you start deteriorating faster than you should, and you start looking older than you should before you should, and you start gaining weight when you shouldn't, and you start losing your energy, and your bones get weaker, and your joints wear out, and your heart stops beating like it should, and your blood pressure goes too high? When your blood sugar gets out of balance and you become diabetic, what are you going to do? You're going to just do what they say and take the drugs while you go on and deteriorate and die? Is that your answer? Because if that's what you want to do, God bless you. You got that freedom to make that choice. But remember, you got another choice. You can contact us at Nutritional Healthcare, Herbs and More in Athens, and H. Europe Shop in Killen, or contact us at the phone number they give you to start and end of the show. And guess what we'll do? We will direct you on how to start slow and build your nutritional values up to the point that your body can start to become balanced. As it becomes balanced, your fingernails will grow thicker and healthier, your hair will grow faster, your skin will get softer and smoother and prettier, a lot of your indigestion and digestive issues will disappear, your cardiovascular system will rebalance itself, and a lot of the need for their medications will disappear. If you're diabetic, we can show you, if you're willing to do your part, how to diet and do a little exercise and take some supplements that can help rebalance your blood sugar. I mean, it's up to you. You can do it man's way using his concoctions, or you can use it God's way using his creations. I want you to listen. It's up to you. It all boils down to nutrition. That's what it boils down to. That's why it's so important that you make that faithful decision, if you don't do anything else, but start on MSM plus C, so you'll, in 3 weeks, you'll know why I'm saying what I'm saying. Start on MSM plus C, and you'll know in 3 weeks why your joints were hurting, because it lubricates them, and it may end a lot of that. You'll figure it out. Your own body will tell you. And even more important than that, for a lot of you, it's not me, but for a lot of you it is, when you go to your medical doctor and after 6 months on nutrients, and your doctor looks at you and says, wow, everything looks good, keep doing what you're doing, maybe then you'll become a believer. Are you a believer? Or do you believe what they put out there? Has what they put out there and started you on set you free of all your disease? If not, then contact us. Thank you for listening to today's health update. God bless all of you with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.